Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob Parker. That's right. And we
Rob
are live
Parker.
What? From the
What'd
Fox Sports Radio
Rob
studios.
Parker.
And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, Rob Parker.
Yes, indeed, Trash Talking Tuesday.
Your favorite day of the week.
It is, next to TV theme song Thursday and next to Magic City Monday.
Talking trash.
Well, that I mean, when you give two next out of five, then it can't be one of your favorite days. I mean, come on. You just totally diluted being your favorite day of the week.
No, you're right. And it's funny because I kind of... Today was my first class today, this semester, USC. I'm teaching sports reporting, Chris. I got about 18 kids.
I mean,
nice class.
Right? Yes.
And I said that to them. Don't let people give you more than one choice. If you say to them, what's the best thing you like to do, hit or play defense, and they say both, don't accept it. Force them into picking something.
That's good. That's
right?
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't. I like to do well. No. What's your favorite? Pick one.
Right. At least try.
You want somebody to make a decision. You know that. We won't let people come on the show and soft soak us. We tell them to make a decision. Right. That's what we like.
Yes, yes. And I, you know, Rob, I figured out why, Rob, because I don't know. I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit.
Well, what are you doing exposing Rob G?
Yeah, a little of it has been on the mic, but Rob G has been dogging my beard. Like, really? Everybody else loves it. Yeah, I mean, I've told you guys the comparison. Sean Connery and...
Yeah, all right. All that Sean stuff. Connery while he was alive or now?
I yeah, mean, well, you know, when he was, you know, handsome with the beard.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know. But anyway, I figured it out.
He died. Yeah, he died.
Because
yeah.
Rob G... I mean, we just got off a call with Rob G, and he's dogging me. And I figured it out. Rob G... wanted to be the only guy on the show with a fresh beard.
What are you talking about?
He's got one. He's got
a
great beard.
What are you trying to? I had a beard for 3 years in the show.
Had.
Rob G.
Well, I said, notice I said fresh beard.
Oh, is that what
you had a beard.
What? My beard was good looking. Are you kidding me?
Why is it gone? If it was so great, you wouldn't have shaved it off. And don't give me that nonsense you did yesterday about. I don't even, your excuse was weak, whatever it was. I was like, what?
You know what? Chris, I'm sending you, Rob G, Alex, this picture right now. And you can't tell me my beard doesn't look better than yours, okay? I just took a Polaroid, and I'm going to send it to you.
Rob G, get on the mic. Am I right? You know, you're
tell
mad. I'm a little taller than you. I'm not quite as husky as you. And you had a great, you had the beard, though. Your beard is smoking. I'll give you credit on
Thank
that.
Thank you. No,
but is that what it is? That's why you ripping my beard?
No, I think your beard
Because you're like, man, now Chris, he's taller than me. He's not as husky as me. And now he's got the dope beard.
No, your beard looks very distinguished. I do appreciate it. My only pushback on it, though, is that when we see you on TV again in about a week, it's going to be dark brown and it's going to be a goatee.
Right.
No, I'm going to keep it. At least for the...
Then it's going to be dark brown. And when I see it now, it looks like a beige color.
It's going to be the same color as my hair.
Rob G, can you look on your phone, Alex, Chris, tell me that ain't a sharp-looking beard I had I was rocking.
That ain't a sharp-looking beard you was rocking.
What?
I love your beard. I love your beard. It makes you look like a professor.
That's not bad. Yeah, but that was...
Alex, you don't like this beard?
I was rocking you looking like that on our show.
Alex is at home, but then yes, I'm sure he likes it.
That's clearly doctored, too. I mean, come on. They whoever did that, they took out the blemishes. Hey,
Chris, don't you like that Rob hit it with the black and white filter so that his beard looks even darker
right,
and fuller?
Right, totally.
It looks great.
Totally. All right, Rob, who'd you trash today on Deadspin?
Of course I trashed the NFL players for picking Tom Brady as the number one player in the NFL.
I should have known that.
That was a layup. I was stealing money from Deadspin today. So there you go.
That's
all right, and don't forget, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And we'll do that, Chris, in the final hour of the program.
All right, so Lamar Jackson, we've talked about him. Both of us, I'll give Rob credit. He was the first one to say, and I thought it was a great idea, that Lamar should sit out until he gets the fully guaranteed contract. He deserves it, you know? If Deshaun Watson can get one, he deserves more money. He's been better on the field. Obviously, off the field doesn't have those
And
problems.
His resume's better.
Yeah, on the field, off the field. And he should get it. So we think he should sit out. It doesn't appear that he will. I'd be shocked if he does. But he did get on social media today on Twitter and respond to some fans that gave us a little bit of insight into what's going on with his negotiations. Rob G, do share.
Yeah, he was going back and forth with a lot of fans, actually. And after one Twitter user said the Ravens should give $250 million guaranteed, and another one saying that they already offered that, all Lamar says is, no, they didn't. Another guest says, as much as I love Lamar, fully guaranteed deal would be bad business. Lamar replies, then you don't love Lamar.
Right. He's right.
And the one that really got Ravens fans upset is that somebody tweeted him, I can't wait to see you crying tears of joy in Miami as we hoist the Lombardi trophy. And it's him photoshopped in a Dolphins uniform. And then he liked it. So that got people upset. Yeah.
Yeah, I could imagine. They don't want to see their quarterback somewhere
else. He liked it and then texted it to the Ravens brain trust.
Yes, and said, you better get on the stick. Chris, I'm going to make a proclamation. If this deal does come down and he gets a fully guaranteed contract.
For the most in the league, right?
Right.
Like more than Deshaun? Right.
It will be, if Lamar can pull this deal off, it will be and probably go down as the greatest contract achieved in the NFL. And I'm going to say this for this reason. There's a couple of reasons why it would be.
Interesting. Okay.
Because, Chris, it's so hard to get a fully guaranteed contract. We know that. And greater players like a Patrick Mahomes, an Aaron Rodgers, a Tom Brady, those guys haven't been able to do that, right? Kirk Cousins got a 3-year deal for not that kind of money, but he got a 3-year fully guaranteed contract, okay? This would be a big, fully guaranteed contract for a quarterback. Number two, when you think about how Lamar plays in his game, where he's open there's always a potential of him being hurt, Chris, because he runs the football and turns up field and uses his body and his feet. That's another thing that he would be fully protected with a fully guaranteed contract and could play, and God forbid something happened, he'd be taken care of. And number three, he has no agent. He's able to negotiate. He's a smart man. Look at the land. Survey the land. This is what they're paying people. You don't need an agent to figure that out. I'm better than Deshaun Watson. I mean more to the Ravens because everything on that offense revolves around me. We've done nothing but win since I got there. I won a unanimous MVP, and I don't have to share 4% of my earnings with an agent. It would be stupendous. It would be bravo worthy. It would be the best contract in NFL history.
Nice take. I don't hate it.
I'm shocked.
It's not a bad take. Like you said, he doesn't have an agent, which we've said, Lamar, it might be a mistake to get that agent. But if he gets this done, to your point, it would be, the highest guaranteed contract in the history of the league. It would change the landscape, too. Meaning, I think every great quarterback from here on out will want a fully guaranteed deal.
That's another point, and I left that out. You're 100%. This is what we wanted Patrick Mahomes to do, right? And this is what we wanted after the Watson. But, of course, Kyler Murray took a deal that wasn't fully guaranteed. And who was the other guy?
Rodgers.
Deshaun. There's another quarterback who just signed. It wasn't fully. I thought it was one more. All right.
Well,
but
Kyler,
anyway.
Yeah. But here's the one disagreement I have. I think all things considered, and I'm not saying this because it's necessarily admirable. I'm just saying, with all the circumstances surrounding this player, I gotta say the best deal in NFL history has to be Deshaun. When you already had a big time deal, right? It wasn't like you needed another contract. And you've got all of this stuff hanging over you legally, all of this controversy. It was a chance you'd miss an entire season. You wouldn't even have played the first season of the deal. Now you're going to play, 6 of the 17 games? I think all that being considered, for him to get besides Kirk Cousins, the first fully guaranteed contract, oh, by the way, the most guaranteed money ever as well, I think, Rob, that has to go down as the greatest contract. This would be great. But Lamar is an MVP. You know what I'm saying? Like, Deshaun, as good as he's been, no, hasn't won an MVP, hasn't led a team deep into the playoffs. His last year he played, they won four games.
But
he's got all this mess around him, and he gets a better deal than Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady at all. I gotta say that is the coup of the century, if you will.
Yeah, but I think it was different from the standpoint. It wasn't with the team that he was drafted. It was because he was moving and because you had a team that was desperate. That's why he was able to negotiate. And I get it. It is. What he was able to put together. But I'm saying for Lamar to be able to do this without an agent and playing the position where you could say, if I'm the Ravens, I'm a little squeamish. Like, this guy
really are squeamish.
You know, I'm a little squeamish. This guy could get hurt, whatever, and we're going to do this for him and put him out there and let him do his thing and not ask him to change how he plays. It would say a lot. So that's why
I'm
going
to say. Here's what I'd
say. It's Lamar.
They're not as squeamish as you have to be about Deshaun.
No, I agree with that.
That's squeamish on a whole nother level. And remember, I forgot this point, Rob. What's Lamar getting this year? $1 million? I mean, they dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. So when he was suspended, he wouldn't lose any money, hardly. So I got to go with Deshaun. But I'm not mad at you. That's not a bad statement. Not a bad proclamation. Yeah, but he lost a fraction of his deal. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Who would Lamar... Should he get a fully guaranteed contract, highest contract in NFL history, say $240 million guaranteed, whatever? Would that be the greatest contract in NFL history? Or you with me, Deshaun, all things considered, man, he rolled up in there with a bandana on. And gloves on the when he was holding a pistol in his hand. Thank you. My goodness. All right, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Is that Iowa Sam on the ones and the twos? That's my man. We didn't introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got so into our own stuff. Was that Steve DeSager on the updates? Iowa Sam on the ones and twos. And super producer Rob G in the house. If you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. Period. It's as simple as that. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go into the zone, AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination.
Chris, before we get to the calls real quick, Eddie House, our man, is listening to the show, and he said, and I can't disagree, he was listening about our beard talk, we were talking, and he said, I'm on the all-time beard team. He's right. Eddie's always had a good beard, correct?
Yeah, Eddie's got a nice beard. He got a better beard than me.
No doubt.
All-time team?
He's on the all-time.
All-time starting five.
Very nice.
The all-time greatest beard I ever saw, Harold Baines, who played for the Chicago White Sox.
Really?
Chris, do you remember his beard?
He had vaguely.
He had a perfect beard.
Very nice.
Perfectly trimmed up. Anybody take a look on Google.
Harold Baines?
Yes.
Isn't he in the Hall of Fame?
No,
he doesn't. He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Why you gotta bring that up? Why you gotta bring that up?
Why did you say Hall of Famer Harold Baines?
Because I didn't vote for him.
All right. No, Eddie's beard was sharp. I give him that. Yes. All right.
No doubt. All right, here we go. Let's
877-996-6369. Lamar, best contract ever, or Deshaun? I mean, all things considered.
Let's do it. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andre?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, to your point, Rob, if Lamar is able to pull off the second fully guaranteed deal in NFL history, that to me would usurp Deshaun simply because of how dead set owners are in terms of not having these
another
fully
great
guaranteed
point.
Deals. The Cleveland Browns, being the Cleveland Browns, you know, a moribund franchise that has to you know, find some way to break through. That's the only reason that they went to this extreme degree, is because of their desperation. But the other 31 NFL owners, completely not on board with that precedent, similar to how in the NBA, you know, owners are pushing back against player empowerment, and that's how Kevin Durant finds himself in the situation he's in. I think Lamar is in a similar boat in terms of it's not just the Ravens, you know, who are opposed, and I think they are philosophically, but I think they are the forerunner to all these other owners who are saying, listen, you know, obviously the quarterback position is the most important in all of sports. These guys are going to get paid, but we can't take it to this, you know, again, extreme degree. That can't be the standard, because, you know, once quarterback sets the market, and this is why Lamar, I agree with his rationale, then the other quarterback has to get more in order for the next man. So that's his thinking. But I just think he's against, you know, kind of like gale force winds from the ownership group to try to push it back. Also, I hope Teddy Pendergrass is up there in your beard.
Yes, Teddy Pendergrass.
Eddie House definitely has a strong beard as well. Thanks for taking the call.
No doubt, Andre. Yes, that's very good on Teddy Pendergrass. That's a great beard.
And I've been getting compared to him.
Really? He wasn't light-skinned, was he?
By me. No, by light you. Skin, okay. Teddy Pendergrass. Okay. Light-skinned Teddy Pendergrass. I'm hearing that a lot.
I would say a white Teddy Pendergrass when I look at you. All right. Thanks, Andre, for the call. How about the blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, Rob G, Iowa Sam. What up to all of you guys? How you doing, Chris and Rob?
We are great. Good, man. How are you?
Doing good. It's been a little bit since I called. And, you know, this Lamar Jackson contracting is interesting to me because, now, I don't know if Lamar should get the best contract in history, but when you have a guy like Deshaun Watson, who's had all this backlash, all this stuff, you know, going on, hasn't won the MVP, you have to wonder, is Lamar going to get this contract? Because if I were him, right, and my issue with this whole contract before I say if I were Lamar is these running quarterbacks, I mean, Cam Newton, he was good for like a little bit, and then, you know, after like those 5 or 6 years, after like 2017, not the same. So, like, to me, it's kind of risky to lock up a guy. But if I'm Lamar Jackson, I am trying to do whatever to get that bag, knowing what Deshaun Watson got. Because if a guy who has all these civil lawsuits, you know, and how much he's going to be playing next year, like, if I'm Lamar, I'd go for that bag.
No question.
Look, no doubt.
Lamar could guarantee himself the contract if he threatens to hold out. Guaranteed, Rob. Do you doubt that?
I don't doubt it whatsoever. We talk about it all the time, Chris. The guys don't have the backbone to do it. That's why, you know, the owners have been able to you know, push the players over time and time again. Because, Chris, in order to get, sometimes you got to give to get, and you got to be willing. That's the only way. You know, you look at, we talk about it all the time, the Major League Baseball Players Union didn't snap their fingers and happen, Chris. Lockouts, strikes, all, you know, like disruption of seasons, cancel the World Series. That's how they got it. It
wouldn't
because
even take all that.
No.
Do you think he would miss a game? I don't think he'd miss a game.
Nope. I agree. I think that they would look at their team and their situation. I remember when Jerry Jones played hardball with Emmitt Smith for 2 games. Cowboys lost the 2 games, and Gesser was back
what he wanted
and got paid. It was that quick, that simple.
The Dallas Cowboys.
All right, we got Ephraim Salam, our man, coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And right tackle from San Diego State, number 74, Ephraim Salam.
That's right, I got to welcome my man back. Filled in 3 days last week for Rob. And I got to say, look, the happiest man of the three of us right now is Ephraim Salam. Because as opposed to last week, when he got 9 hours of me putting in that work on him, he had 9 hours of work last week. Now he's only going to have to get 9 minutes. So I know he is overjoyed by that.
Ephraim, I just want you to know, Chris texted me and he said he had a toothache from all the cupcakes he worked with the week I was off. So I think he was talking about you from all that sugar.
Nah, he wasn't talking about me, man. The people, all you guys are up on Twitter. All you got to go and just read what the people say, man. I don't even have to defend myself. The people have spoken. All right.
Oh, have they? Wow.
So I gave him 9 hours of that.
Is that right? Ephraim, did you give him the business or no?
Give me the business.
The people have spoken, Rob. There's tangible evidence, okay?
He did a good job.
I don't have to even say anything.
He did a good job.
Okay?
Ephraim did a good job. He got that work, but he did a good job.
Every game we played, I won. Every take I had,
I'm kind. I mean,
you know.
All right. And you know what? Chris is a flip-flopper, so that was probably
flip-flopper. Rob literally changed his MVP like 5 weeks into the season last year.
I was right, though. I was right, too.
It don't matter.
I was right.
Don't count.
Hey,
it don't count.
Ephraim, we just had a conversation about Lamar, and I said if he gets a fully guaranteed contract, the most money, fully guaranteed contract, I would say it's the greatest contract in the NFL for a couple of quick reasons. A, that it's fully guaranteed. He's a running quarterback. Owners are against this happening. And the other part is he would do it without an agent, you know, and saving the 4% agent fee. Chris thinks it's Deshaun Watson because
I'm
of the deal
I'm just with
he
all
got.
Things considered, right. Considering all he got going on and he got that deal.
Which one would you think?
I think Lamar's would be great too, though.
Well, you both hit on great points. Like, do you want to talk about the person who stole the bag? That's Deshaun Watson. I mean,
right?
He literally walked into the building with no mask on, no gun, and just completely stole the bag. But in terms of worth and what it means moving forward for other quarterbacks, especially mobile quarterbacks, it would have to be Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
I mean, so many times these owners get away with saying, well, we can't trust you because you might get hurt because you're running. But they have zero problem exploiting those said abilities when it comes to playing football on
100%.
Sundays. They don't mind putting in an offense that's heavy run favored to maximize Lamar Jackson's God-given ability. So you can't balk when it comes to paying the man who's already been an MVP at this early in the league. So that statement, if Lamar gets a fully guaranteed contract, that sets a precedent for mobile athletic quarterbacks moving forward and taking an argument off the table for owners to come.
Ephraim, if I remember correctly, you and I agreed that the Niners should keep Jimmy G around for insurance. And obviously they're doing it at a heck of a deal for them financially. There are a lot of people out there, including Rob, saying this is a problem for Trey Lance in that now it'll put doubt in his mind. Is it really his team? Do they have questions, the front office, that it's going to be a problem? What would you say to that?
Well, a few things. Number one, the NFL is not in the business of you doubting yourself. Like if you don't have confidence in your ability, especially at the quarterback position, this might not pan out for you in the long run. Number two, of course the Niners, if they were able to do that, like Jimmy G let them off the hook, right? They were able to do this deal and keep Jimmy G in house. They have a Super Bowl playoff, deep run playoff team. They're ready to go. Now, this, to me, begs of uncertainty about Trey Lance in their mind. Hey, we're going to keep this guy around just in case. If this thing looks like it's wobbling and we can't really get it going, we know we can plug a guy in who can get us to the playoffs, and then we'll see what happens then. So the 49ers are elated today. They're like, hey, man, we offered it. He took it. Jimmy G has now relegated himself to being a backup. Why do you think the contract was so incentive late, right?
Right,
it's
right,
$6 million,
right.
And he can get up to $16 million. The only way he can get up to $16 million is if he plays he plays a good portion of the year. So they've structured it to where they can hedge their bets on bringing Trey Lance in, whether he's ready or not, to where they have a suitable replacement that won't lose any steam in terms of heading for the playoffs and winning the division.
Let me follow up on this, Rob, quickly. Trey, besides the 174-yard pass, I think it was, early in the preseason, he hasn't really done a ton. From what you've seen – What do you think of him, and what's your projection from what you've seen?
Look, it's hard to really look at these guys who are projected starters in the preseason because they don't get a rhythm. The big thing about being a quarterback in the league is you have to build up a rhythm. And a rhythm comes from multiple series, comes from making adjustments. None of that's happening in the preseason. They're going out there. They have 15 plays that they scripted. They're going to go through those plays, and most of the time that starter is out on the bench. There's no sideline, sitting, making adjustments, coming back out, exploiting something you see on the defense. So it's really hard to really pin down what he'll look like. Now, from last year when he wasn't ready, it wasn't captivating when he started those two games. This year, hopefully, with practice, preseason, he makes a jump, and at least he looks comfortable in the game. He leans heavily on Debo in that running game and Kittle to get him and that defense to keep him out of tough situations where they're not always trying to play from behind.
Ephraim, today is a cut-down day in the NFL.
Ooh, was it a bad day, brother.
Was there ever a time where you thought maybe you weren't going to make it? I know you played a long time, and probably not the case. And then also, if you had friendships with people and they get cut, or what is that like? You know, it's because it's obviously it's devastating for that guy, but have you been in that situation?
I've been highly, truly blessed and highly favored when it came to making cuts and not being in jeopardy of being cut in training camp. I never had to, outside of my rookie year when, a seventh round draft pick, I was like, please, I want to make the team, end up being named the starter. But outside of that, for my 13, my 12 years after that, I've always had good footing in camp. I knew I performed well. But for the other guys, yeah, you lose friends all the time, man. Like, it gets real bleak. Once you just think about how many people got cut today from each team. It's 32 teams, and at least 25, 27 guys got released today. There are no jobs. The rosters are locked. There are no jobs. So where are those guys, hundreds of guys, going to go? What do they do now? They talk to the agent, hey, stay in shape. You never know what might happen. Somebody might get called, put on a practice squad. Or somebody might get hurt. You guys got to stay ready. I mean, it's demoralizing because this is your dream, right? This is something you want. For older guys, they want to hold on to the dream. And for the young guys, they want to start the dream. And it's difficult, man. Today is always a sad day, man, because you do see you build these bonds and you have friendships. And guys you played with for years, now all of a sudden, one day, gone.
All right, that's our man Ephraim Salaam. Words of wisdom he ends with. Good job, my man.
Ephraim.
Well, like always, man, this is what I do, man. This is what I do.
No doubt. We appreciate you.
All right,
y'all
stay
safe, brothers.
Yep. Aaron Judge is closing in on history. We'll get into that next. Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. And we could talk all night about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, but we won't do that. We'll go high and talk about Discover and how with them, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, folks, it is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
I guess I was a little rusty coming off of the vacation to Dubai, because last night did not go well, Shekel City.
You were rusty going into the vacation on Dubai. I mean, what? You stay rusty.
Soon to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook. But anyway.
Didn't we set a deadline for that?
Yes,
phrase?
Football season.
Was it the start of the season?
Yes.
Okay.
So we got a couple weeks.
You getting any traction?
We'll see. No. yeah, we'll see. I was 0-3 last night, but here we go, Chris.
Whatever, I like that Iowa Sam. Very good.
Nicely all right, best bet, Rays at the Marlins. I'm going with the over. 6.5 runs is the run total. Going with the over. Dodgers, Mets. Now, they got two good pitchers pitching tonight, and it was 8.5 runs, Chris, the run total. So I'm going under. I'm going under. And is the score still 1-0?
1-0 right now, yeah.
Right, 1-0. Dodgers are at the Mets. The whole Dodger team went to the Jackie Robinson Museum, Chris. It was fantastic when I went. I got to send you a video I did for MLBbro.com.
Yeah, I want to check it out.
You
got to
go. It's fantastic. It really is. And my last game, Red Sox at the Twins. I'm going with the Twins on the money line, -135. So I got the over in the Rays-Marlins game, the under in the Dodgers-Mets game, and I'm taking the Twins' money line against the Red Sox in Minneapolis. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Well, speaking of baseball, Rob,
your boy is still on fire. Now, the team is really falling off.
Yeah, well, they had a 5-game winning streak, and then they lost the last two.
So I think it's the last three, right?
Two.
I think they lost. Okay, the last two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had won five in a row.
They were, what, 9-17 this month?
Yes, it was a bad month for sure.
Yeah.
It has been. It's not over yet. But Aaron Judge continues, Chris. And I think the one thing that you talk, he hit his 50th home run last night. And we're still a few days before September. I think only seven players in the history of baseball have hit 50 home runs by before September 1st. So it's a milestone. He's on pace to pass Roger Maris, who had 61 home runs.
63, right?
Right. Yep, 63. So, Chris, what do you think? Is he going to get there? And it's been some season for him because, Chris, unlike Giancarlo Stanton, who wound up getting hurt and missing 3 weeks and hurting, that's when the Yankee slump started. Let's just be honest. Am I right? When Giancarlo Stanton got hurt, the offense went down the other way.
Yep.
Judge has been able to stay healthy, Chris. Do you think he's going to get there?
I don't know that he'll get 63, but I do. I mean, heck, that only leaves 62 or 61. I think he'll get to at least 61.
So you think he'll tie Roger Maris, 61 home runs?
Well, I think he'll at least get there. What the heck? You know what? Gut feeling, 61.
Okay.
That's my gut feeling that he
matches Maris. I'm going to go to the number 64.
And did you say Maris's record?
No, Maris's mark.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have the record.
No, I know.
And I'll say
But that's the most, though, without the taint of PEDs.
Right. But I'm going to say this. I want everybody to know this. I go by what's in the record book. I'm not sitting here saying Barry Bonds not the home run champ. I'm not saying that Bonds didn't hit the most home runs in the season. I'm not, because they all count.
Or that Harold Baines isn't in Hall of Famer. I'm just saying, right? Can I hear it? Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer. Now, you up here waxing eloquent, patting yourself on the back. Look, I go by the record book, all right? We all got our opinions. We all have our views. But there's one official record, and that's what I go by. Is that it? So can I hear it? Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer.
It's a Hall of Famer. You know that it gets, you know that one really gets to me. There's a couple, Chris. You know it does. But yes, Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame. Okay, are you happy?
No.
Why? Because
that's different than Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer. You know it. So you think 64?
I'm going with 64.
Wow. I hope you're right.
He hits in bunches, Chris. He hits in bunches. True. So sometimes, you know what I mean, you get a hot streak and you hit five home runs in 4 days, and then that's what gets. Now, he needs it. I mean, he still has 6 weeks to go. He's in great shape to get 11 home runs or 12. He really is.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of games still left.
Yep.
So they could
get on a hot streak. I mean, it doesn't necessarily. It really does. Right. I could see them getting on a hot streak in September.
Right. And that's all you need to do. And you would have, like, the bad stretch came and went.
Right.
And you'd rather it be then than in September. Like, what if this happened at the start of the postseason and they got knocked out in the first round or whatever?
I know. That's baseball, unfortunately. Yeah. You know what I mean? It really is. But I would love to see Judge get to 64. I just love, outstanding performances and milestone performances.
I
wish he could have caught Bonds. But that, who knows if that'll ever happen.
That's going to be hard, yeah.
It's going to be a long time before somebody does that. But, yeah, he bet on himself. He's winning, and the Yankees got to take care of him. Got to.
I don't doubt it.
Yep. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. 2 hours left here on Fox Sports Radio. Y'all know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you?
When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.